Welcome back. We are talking about Bachelor Nation news and what's the latest going on. So, we're your hosts, Arena
and Julia.
And we're going to get right into it, guys. So, Caitlin and Zach Clark. I don't know 100% what's happening here, Julia.
Right.
I saw some footage of them having like dinner, I think it was, during his birthday weekend in New York City. And then they like were dancing and she like held onto him like around his neck. And people were like, that is not a friendly like embrace. That's more of a romantic embrace. So, you know what?
I feel like it's just so much of like, oh, like let's try and be under the radar. Yeah, they keep getting caught. So it's like, just be open if you're together, you know. I think it's cute. I want her to be with someone stable. And honestly, like, you know, she has this brand of like selling wine and like loving wine, and he is sober and like, you know, he helps rehab people. And I think it's kind of like cute. They're almost like opposites attract, or like maybe they'll balance each other out a little.
Maybe.
Or balance her out. I don't think he needs influence from the wine. But, you know, they're an interesting match because that I wouldn't have expected. But yeah, I think they're probably together, and I think that's cute.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I would be curious to know what Tayshia thinks, but I feel like she's over it. Yeah, she must be above it. She's got a boyfriend, maybe a fiance soon.
Yeah,
like I really hope she's not that girl who like would be upset with Caitlin.
I don't think so. She's living such a great life in New York City. Yeah. I mean, we follow her on Instagram. She just seems to be loving life and just like living her best life. So
yeah.
I don't think she'll care, but it's just kind of interesting that it's been a lot of, you know, back and forth people talking about it. It's like, you know, they're together. Good for them. They're happy. That's what matters. I'm excited. I really like Susie Evans from Clayton's Bachelor. And she is now with Justin Glaze. And everyone has been going back and forth for a long time saying, like, are you guys together? Because they're, like, they were really good friends.
They were, like,
and
they were friends.
Doing all these things together. Yes. And then apparently they got together, October of last year?
Oh my gosh.
Did not tell the public. Like, some friends knew. But, I mean, people were wondering and speculating the whole time.
Yeah. I'm so happy for them. They're cute. And, you know, as soon as they became public, they started doing, like, the TikToks and, like, all these funny videos together. And it's just like, aw. Like, I feel like she really needs someone really fun. And and same for him. So they were a cute couple. I'm happy they're dating. I hope they work out.
Yeah, me too.
Next, we have Ashley Iaconetti. I still don't know how to say her last name. And Jared Haven. They're expecting their second child.
Yay. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations. They are such a cute couple. And, like, if you don't know their backstory, it is – long story short, she was obsessed with Jared. Obsessed. like, to the point where he was like, I don't like you. You need to move on from me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she just, like, she has, like, the famous cry face meme. But then, like, just something clicked. They became friends. You know, she was able to like, just be friends with them. And then something clicked. They were, like, on a trip, I think. And then something clicked and they just decided to give it a go and, like, haven't looked back. And they're just a true fairy tale ending. I'm so happy for them. I love them. And they're actually from like kind of my area in the US. So I'm really happy for them. And it was so cute. Their boy Dawson, who's like two, I think, he was not having it in their announcement. He was like so upset and he just is not excited to have the baby. But I'm sure he'll come around.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to like watching their little family grow.
Yeah, so congratulations to Ashley and Jared.
Yes.
That is really awesome news. And we look forward to, like you said, their family growing and this beautiful love story coming from a Bachelor franchise show. So it can happen, folks, even if it doesn't happen on your show.
Right.
It may happen with
Bachelor
else
in Paradise.
Bachelor. Exactly.
And actually, side note, I think Amanda Stanton also just gave birth. She
yeah.
Did.
Yeah.
So she like and her sleep. Husband, who is not part of Bachelor Nation, right? He wasn't.
I don't think so, right?
So Nick Buonfiglio. Yeah, I don't think he's Bachelor Nation. What does he do for a living? He's finance. Yeah. So he, you know, he's not Bachelor Nation, but like she's super happy now and she already had two daughters. So it's really wonderful to see her find love and start her new, you know, grow her family. So congratulations to you too, Amanda.
Yeah. No, it's really nice to see like people, finding love, even if it's not like we said on the show, and going outside of the show and just meeting someone who has nothing to do with the show and just having mm-hmm. a really great life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I did like her. Like, which season was she on again? Was that Ben?
Yeah, I think it was Ben.
It was Ben's, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then she went on Paradise mm-hmm. and she got engaged, but that guy was like a little,
little
creepy. He was, like, accused of assault and stuff. So, glad she didn't end up with him. And then she found this dude. So, really happy for her.
Yeah. Awesome. Alrighty. And then, Askin. The drama with the ladies from The Golden Bachelor. So, there doesn't seem to be a lot of information out about what happened between the members of Askin. They haven't really talked about specifics publicly, but apparently, April, who is the A in Askin, the other ladies in the group, Susan, Kathy, and Nancy, unfollowed her on socials and blocked her, maybe? Or was it just unfollowed? And so then April did the same just because they did it. And she didn't go on that trip that they all went on to St. Martin in the Caribbean. And but she had reasons why she didn't, which were totally understandable and made sense. So do your thing, April. Like, you need to live your
life.
She
was fixing her roof.
Exactly. So she had priorities. She had to do that. And she took off all that time already on Golden Bachelor. And she's in the episode next week. Askin is in the episode next week with Joey in his season. So anyways, we're not totally sure what went down. It's just something happened. And now they are just, they're not friends anymore. They're not Askin anymore.
We're Askin and they're not telling.
Exactly. Nice one, Julia. That was awesome. Perfect.
Had to.
Yeah. So we don't know, and really it's none of our business. So you know what?
Yeah. We just know. But you know what? April is probably our closest friend on Instagram.
She is, right?
She and I, you know, we're definitely communicating with her, so maybe she'll be one of our guests one day and she can spill the tea. Right?
Yes.
We'd love to hear from her. I love her. She was like my favorite one anyways. So.
Yeah, she was one of my favorites. She had fun with it. And I really like her and I like her content. And like you said, she's a friend of her podcast, so, and our IG. So April, do your thing. And to the other ladies of Askin, you guys do your thing too.
Yeah. Grow up a little. Like, don't be blocking people.
Any of you.
We don't know what happened though,
but I don't know.
I guess. But I'm just like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait for it to come out to light.
Yeah,
I just hope that if there is a reason for it, I hope that they can communicate and it wasn't just a cold block and, cold shoulder type thing.
Yeah.
I get kind of the vibe that it could be, though. I guess that's why I'm like,
Salty.
You know, maybe they just did that a little bit mean girl energy.
No. I hope not.
I hope not.
But, well.
Never know.
So, on to the next thing.
It's my hot take.
I just don't know. And I kind of like that they're not telling people, too, because it's really none of our business.
I guess,
But then again, we all know what happened, like, in terms of blocking and everything and unfollowing. So, it's kind of like we're left here sitting here, like,
they just want us to keep asking.
So close.
Yeah.
And they're still not telling.
They love when we're asking.
Right? But it'll be fun to see them, though, on Joey's season.
Yeah.
So Kylie and Avon's breakup. I mean, we did not listen to the Vial Files when he had Kylie on, Nick Vial. But what we gleaned just from hearing from other people talk about in other podcasts is that, as we all know, there were multiple infidelities in the relationship on Avon's part, and that's why they broke up. Like, literally, I think it was that weekend after the season finale of Bachelor in Paradise this past season. And the way Kylie apparently talked about it, she said that, I guess the first incident was in July, so that was shortly after the end of the season filmed or wrapped for Bachelor in Paradise. And she got these DMs in Instagram, and she hadn't looked at them. And then she decided to look at them, and she had multiple DMs from people saying that he had been cheating. She also saw evidence of a picture, right, that a woman sent of Avon in her bed, and her hand was there to show this, not just him laying in some random bed sleeping, like they're together in this bed. Kylie, that is such a horrible thing to go through, especially publicly, because here they were on
after
the season,
just basically announcing to the world that we're together, finally waiting to be official, you know.
Exactly. And the so fact sad. That people are saying, like, you wouldn't have expected this from Avon. He was on Rachel and Gabby's season of The Bachelorette, and he was for Rachel. And was he the runner-up on Rachel's season?
He went very far.
So, yeah. So, not really sure what happened there, but I'm sorry for Kylie that happened, and that really is something that, if it does happen, it should be private, and it's not because of who they are, and it's a horrible thing that she went through. So, but she can move on to someone better, hopefully. And
they weren't a good match, anyways. Yeah. Like, you think she she wanted an engagement, he didn't.
Yeah, that's
you have
right.
to be at the same page. Like,
yeah, and he was fighting it.
Yeah, it was not, and it was like he was fighting it and she was fighting for it, but like probably for the wrong reason. So it's like, I don't think either of them were really ready. But in the end, I hope that she'll go on Bachelor in Paradise next time.
Yeah, maybe she'll
hopefully she'll
find
go
someone
back.
Better.
Yeah,
like a nicer.
Because, like, she knows what she wants. So, like, she is the right person for that show.
Yeah.
He was not the right person for that show. Because, or they should have broken up earlier if he didn't want to get engaged, you know?
Really? He should have just, this isn't going to work for me. Because obviously it doesn't. So, okay. and then our last thing here today is Jason Tartik, the next Bachelor? There's rumors going around.
What? Oh my god, he just broke up with Caitlin. Like, please no. We don't need that. Caitlin doesn't need it. I love Caitlin. So, like, I don't want that for her. I don't want her to see those.
I'm just like, I don't think we should go backwards. I'm sorry. No. Like, it's one thing if it's, I will say this, if it was like a Blake Moynes, maybe. But I don't know.
But he's also, he's gone through the ringer with, he's like a Nick Vile. It's like, he's just been on it too much. Yeah, he's been on a lot of seasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. He has. So maybe, it's like, I don't know. Maybe let's move forward with new people. I don't know.
We just need to go up in the age range. I really hope that they pick a middle-aged bachelor.
Can we do like a different show?
At least a 31-year-old, maybe.
Right? Can we get a 30-something bachelor? Because, no, here's my theory, though, I feel like. And this is not always true, of course. But I'm going to say Ari was in, his mid-30s?
Yeah.
And even though he didn't propose initially to Lauren, she was on his show. She was a runner-up, and now they're married, and they have a great, beautiful family. Jason Mesnick was in his 30s when he was on the show. Same thing with him, too. He proposed to a different girl. His runner-up is now the one he's married to, and they have children. Sean Lowe was not 30 yet, but he was like 28 going on 29, I think.
Okay.
And he knew what he wanted. He was also another bachelor who was very open in who was on his show. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think there's something
good.
To that.
Good to know.
There's something to that. And he met his wife on the show, and they're still together to this day. I don't necessarily think it's always age, but really, I don't always necessarily think it's age, But maybe there's something to that. It couldn't hurt. Well, can we just see that?
Yeah,
can we
just I know, see right? I just want to see it. Let's just see. And like, you know, maybe someone who's established and clear about what he wants, you know. Yeah. And
really? Yeah. Maybe that would it'll be make nice. A difference. I don't know. Or maybe let's just create a new show. And it's like, I think you were
although you
that,
know
like,
what? How old is Jason? I mean, yeah, Jason Tartar.
You think he's 35.
So maybe that is like their idea of trying to choose someone. But really, like, please don't do it to Caitlin. Just, yeah, we want someone like, new, you know.
From the next season of The Bachelorette, yeah. Maybe. And who's diverse? Can I, like, can we have a bachelor? I love you, Joey, but can we have, like, an Asian bachelor? Can we have, like, another black bachelor? Can we, like, can we have, a Latino bachelor? Like, another right. one? Can we please just, like, mix it up? We need to. Not, like, please. We need to. It needs yes. to happen. Like, yes. now. So, mm-hmm. let's keep moving in that direction.
Yeah.
New people. You can be in your 30s. Come from new seasons. Just like,
just be genuine.
Just be genuine, please.
Know what you know. Know what you're looking for at the end.
Yeah,
so
that'd be nice.
But I just feel like Jason. I can't imagine that he would be ready for it. You know. Yeah. So I just really hope they're not doing that. I do like him. He's a sweet guy. He's fun. He's cool. But I just don't see it. So
yeah. Hopefully yeah. Not mind. For this.
Yeah.
For this, but hopefully. I'm sure he will find someone now and be able to have the family that he seems to want. So, yeah. And that would be nice because everyone who wants that, you deserve it. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So that's pretty much all the Bachelor Nation. Well, there's other little updates. Stories and other things going on, but we're just covering the big ones right now.
Of course.
So, you know, we'll do it again, guys.
Yeah. We'll try and do this. Like, what did we decide? Like every few weeks?
Yeah, like by
doing an update.
Is that right?
If there's anything crazy, we'll make sure to jump on that and give you guys a little rundown. Sure. But and again, if there's something that you guys are really interested in, go ahead and comment, like and follow us on at Bachelor Buzz Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok there eventually. And YouTube and all those great things, like you said, and all the podcast platforms.
Yes, we're on Apple Podcasts.
Apple!
You're probably listening to us now on
right?
there. But if
listen
you're not,
to us wherever you get your podcast,
you can do that. Yes, there we go. We can say it finally. But all right, thanks everyone for joining us again.
Yes, thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day, week, wherever you're listening to us. I'm Arena.
And I'm Julia. Bye.